Restrictive zoning won't cure one summertime clothing blight, the ugly bridesmaid's dress. An online archive of unappealing bridal wear called uglydress.com showcases some of the most horrific gowns. 28-year-old Erica, who for some reason doesn't want her last name used, runs the website. Her inspiration, a puffy apricot-colored dress she describes simply as horrible. But wait, there's more. Shrimp-colored satin, lime green lace exploding with bows, and more than a few muumuus. Plus, an oddly automotive-colored metallic teal-green number.
They got this dress so it would match the Camaro, and they all took pictures outside of the Camaro because it matched. It's just really, really bad.
The website organizes dresses by color, shape, and pattern. There's also a few exceptionally ugly wedding dresses featured, like the field goal dress.
It has these huge puffy sleeves, and they look like goalposts for like a field goal kicker. And her head is in the middle, and it just looks like she has like this big, bad brown hair, and she looks like a football on her head.
For brides consumed by wedding plans, finding nice dresses for their bridesmaids can be low on the priority list. But webmaster Erica says for many women, there's something a little more primal involved.
Well, it's the bridezilla complex because it's like their day. They just go off on this rampage. And it's, I don't know, I just think they just don't want the bridesmaids to look cute because they just want to be the cutest one in the room.
But Erica says more bridesmaids have been protesting over the past few years.
People want to be able to wear their dresses more than one time. And I think more bridesmaids are sticking up for themselves, saying, we don't want to wear this hideous dress. Where else are we going to wear it?
No word yet if Erica is organizing an ugly bridal fashion show. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.